Military allows fat slobs to become soldiers. 26th of October, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Ottawa, Ontario. The Canadian military has dropped the physical fitness test as of October 1st. What this means is that unfit, morbidly obese Canadians can now join the military. They have new guidelines now for hiring soldiers. In the past, men under 35 were required to do 19 sit-ups and push-ups, run 2.4 kilometers in less than 10 minutes, and do a 75 kilogram grip test. The new guidelines are much more lenient. Rather than 2.4 kilometer, new recruits are only required to walk 2.4 meters, and they can take as much time as they want. The only other requirements is that they are able to aim and hold a weapon. Asked if the Canadian military is dropping the fitness requirements because of desperation to attract new troops in order to fight the terrorists in Afghanistan, General Rick Guillier had this to say, quote, "We are in no way allowing this to become a shortcut on training. Once troops enlist in the forces, we have a responsibility to make them fit, even if they don't come to it this way," unquote. Ilier later went on to explain that the armed forces are offering to pay for liposuction for anyone who wants to join. The most important quality in the new recruits, according to Ilier, is not physical fitness, but a willingness to kill as many of those ragheads over there as physically possible. Quote, "As long as they can use a rifle and want to kill as many of those Al-Qaeda bastards as they can see, they're welcome to our team," unquote, Ilier was quoted as saying. There are currently 2,300 soldiers serving in Afghanistan with the new policy changes. Army officials remain hopeful that 1 million new recruits can be sent to Afghanistan. Quote, "Because overweight and unfit Canadians make up over 90% of the population, we feel that these new policies are allowing the military to better represent the makeup of the Canadian public," unquote. The fact that Canada can now send 500 times more soldiers to Afghanistan than they are now is also attractive to Ilier. With these new policies, Ilier hopes the Canadian military will have enough manpower to defeat the forces of evil in Afghanistan. This has been the Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.